saying, that's what it's all about, right? Clothes, bankrolls, and hoes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What? Welcome, bienvenue, à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Lebanor.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took a little too long for that applause, don't you guys think? All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on November 12, 2025. I was at a presentation today, and they did a land acknowledgement, and the presenter, they did two of them, the presenter, and the second presenter put her heart into it. And the whole time, I don't know why, I kept thinking of the white gays. I was thinking of the white gays and the white gays, G-A-Z-E, what the fuck are you trying to be woke? And, I mean, it's my goddamn podcast, but the second presenter, she put her heart into it. She said, she personally said that, you know, when I repeat it, I put my heart into it. And when I do it, I'm just trying to remind you that white people stole this shit. You know what I mean? I'm sitting on stolen land. Because white people, I feel like they need to be reminded, be brought down a peg. They don't like to be reminded, but yeah, stolen land. All right? This shit is stolen. Whatever the fuck you want to believe, I'm not asking you to be guilty. I just want to acknowledge and remember this motherfucking shit is stolen. All right. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for fuck whitey. Fuck white as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with whitey, then fuck you too. When I say fuck whitey, I'm also saying fuck the white gays. Again, G-A-Z-E. I'm making myself laugh. I was going to joke about, oh, it's funny. I just Googled gays and G-A-Z-E, and it's a bunch of white folks. Oh, male versus female gays. Oh, interesting. And, whatever. Okay. Holy shit, I'm distracted. All right, where was I? Yeah, so, fuck the white gays. There's enough material on this podcast to fuck up my election, to fuck up my political aspirations. All right, shout out to all you listeners. And keeping with tradition, I'm going to ask you to applaud yourselves. Yeah, I applaud yourself because if you're part of my target demographic, you are, target audience, you are probably the kind of person who applauds everyone except their own selves. So here's to you taking a break from your usual habits. All right, and if you're a first-time listener, you clicked on this podcast for the first time, welcome. That includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. And you're still welcome. You know what I mean? If you need to leave, go ahead. I'll understand. I won't take it personal. But if you stick around, my hope is that I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. You know why I'm the realest ShutUpPodcast.com? Because I own the domain. That's anyways. All right. I told you the email. All right. Want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge bleu. All right. In today's episode titled 306, Yo Then What, Man? What? I discuss how Neil deGrasse Tyson and Nas and AZ caused me to have another existential crisis. But before I do that, we're gonna have we're gonna go through some quotes and some randomness. Yeah. I forgot that I should add that, if just a quick warning, that if at any point at this episode, listen to this episode, you find yourself saying, man, this is stupid. Oh, man, this is, what the fuck, man? These topics are whack or whatever the fuck, man. Why hate this guy? Whatever, man. I just want to remind you, it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. That's right. All right. Oh, right, quotes and randomness. Okay, right, so let's start with today's quote, just one, right? And I thought I was going to quit on quotes, but this one really got my attention, and it goes, you are not responsible for meeting everyone's expectation. Let them be disappointed. And that's exactly what I mean when I say, if at any point in this podcast, you find yourself saying, I don't like this shit, well, it's my goddamn podcast. Hope you stay disappointed. I'm laughing. It's yeah, anyway. All right, let's jump into randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yeah, I think very deeply. All right, so first bit of randomness, I'm trying something new because that's why I like doing on this podcast, experimenting. And so this one is, I think I'm going to call this segment, I'm saying but I'm not saying. And essentially, I'm going to list the things I will not be talking about on this episode. And what happened is just because if it was up to me, if you had like infinite intention, I would bat my jaw. I would talk to infinity. But so I had to make a list of things that I will not talk about as badly as I wanted to. And then so I can focus on the things I want to talk about. So, all right, so here's the list. I will not talk about how I went downtown earlier today and was reminded on how much I hate, and I mean hate, traffic. And I'm from Ottawa. I live in Ottawa. People in Toronto, New York, the big cities, you would laugh at our traffic. But my, so just so you know, if I'm bitching about traffic here, yeah. I could not be in a long-term relationship with anyone in a big city because just traffic alone would be enough to be like, yeah, we're through. Fuck this shit. All right, again, I will not talk about this. I will also not be talking about how I was downtown earlier today. Like I said, I was downtown earlier today, and I noticed that there was a lot of new stores, like downtown chain. Like, I took a different route, but I noticed a lot of new stores had opened up, and it served as a reminder that the world isn't as bad as the internet made it out to be. And that it was a reminder that the world isn't going to hell in a handbasket. The world is adapting. I mean, my world might end, but the world, life goes on. Again, not talking about that. I will also not be talking about my disappointment in MAGA for not supporting their white supremacy queen, Sydney Sweeney, and going to check out her movies. Man, you motherfuckers ain't shit. That shit, like, she put out some movies and the shit bombed. And, like, after the shit she did for you, like, reminded you of you have supreme genes, and the least you motherfuckers could have done is go support this white woman's movies. I feel like Ned Stark looking at Jamie Lannister after he killed the Mad King. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, it was easy to protect them, but it was easy, huh? You ain't shit, you oath breakers. Again, be black. I'm not talking about that. I'm also not going to talk about the 8 Democrats who punked out, right? Because, you know, I'm too angry. I got to budget my anger. That's why I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about how winter, again, I'm in Ottawa, winter is getting on my last nerves, and how I feel like it was just yesterday I was bitching about how it was too hot to go outside. I feel like I'm always complaining about the weather. Me and Mother Nature, we ain't got a thing going on. Again, I'm not going to talk about how I'm pissed off at winter right now. And last, I will not be talking about the two videos I have linked in the other links section of in the links section in my show notes. My show notes are slim. By the way, I'm not gonna talk about them. One is titled "Talk About the Power." The Power of Radical Honesty and the Illusion. Did I really forget the title name? Slavoj Zizek on the Inner Self Illusion. I'm not going to talk about it on this episode, only because I'm still processing the message. I want to do it justice. All I can tell you is those two videos reminded me of what I'm trying to do with this podcast. Again, not talking about it. I'm saying, but I'm not saying. All right.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Next. Okay, now here's what I really wanted to talk about. Now, part of when I picked these topics, how easy a topic gets on my list of randomness or final thought is when I find myself watching the video, commenting, someone replying, and I'm struggling between do I want to reply or not, but I can't let go. Like, I want to reply, but I know that I'm trying to A, budget my anger, B, manage my expectations, and C, not let some punk on the internet call me a punk, you know what I mean? Or get angry or get overly emotional over the comment section. So, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play the video. I will not link this video in the comment section because the original TikTok video was taken down by the content creator. And out of respect for them, I mean, the choice. But I'm just going to leave it in there. You can find it yourself. It's still on Reddit. It's still posted on Reddit. Anyways, the content creator's name is Say Kiss. I think I'm pronouncing SAY_QIS. And she did a video. She's a half Asian woman, half white, half Asian woman, who shares her thoughts about how she side eyes white people when they come into the grocery store. And I'm going to play it. This is going to probably be the second time I play it. And I'm going to see if I still feel the way I felt after I watched it the first time.
I really am a nice person, but I can't stop myself from giving snark to the white people at Asian grocery stores. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I can't stop doing it. Like, I just side eye every time I see you there. What are you doing here? And like, arguably I could be in the right if they're like, you know, taking up space loudly in the way, but I do it even when they're not. I do it when I just see you down the aisle way picking out like your pre-made sushi. I'm over there like, and I know I'm wrong for it because like, especially if it's a small mom and pop grocery store, which I just got back from, like, go support them. Go support them. You didn't do anything wrong. I'm just a bitch. I'm a really nice girl, but I'm also a bitch. And I saw this one girl who was in the grocery store. She's like down the way with like blonde hair and she's like looking at the packets or whatever. I give her this side eye. I'm looking at her. I see her giving me side eye back. She's like,
bitch,
at me. I was like, and I know I don't look super Asian, but I'm like, I'm literally supposed to be here. I'm buying the foods that I grew up eating right now. And then she came closer and closer. And I saw this moment as we're both side-eyeing each other, where we both got closer and closer and closer, meeting in the middle of the aisle. And we both realized that the other person is Weijian. We both realized that we're Weijian. We both were like, And then we smiled and we walked away. It was almost Weijian on Weijian crime. But I think she was doing the same thing I was doing, giving me the little like, what are you doing here? Which is valid, but also white people, keep going to Asian grocery stores, keep supporting small businesses. But I do hate it when white people come in there and they're like, oh my God, I've seen this on TikTok, and their kids are running around amok, like making a disaster for people that are just like buying their regular weekly groceries. I do hate that. But like, most of this is on me, and I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I love I loved it even more. All right, okay. So where are you going with this, B Black? All right, I will This is a reminder of why I start every episode with, this episode is rated R and F. F is for fuck Whitey. Because I want to be able to say the shit I want to say that I wouldn't say out loud in front of white people. I mean, actually, for white people, that's what I said. But on this podcast, I say the quiet things out loud. In this clip, the reason why it's a topic is because in the comment section of this video, when I replied, my initial reply was, LOL, and I'm saying, does this apply to black folks too? And it reminds me of, there's this mom and pop's Asian store that I go to, and I actually, the sales staff is really cool, really cool with me. I mean, she's kind, whatever, she's a clerk, sales, I mean, a businesswoman. I mean, she's not trying to get a Yelp review about whatever, right? But I'm always expecting side eye because as a black person, I'm just used to it. Whether it be a white person, whatever, man. But I'm used to. But no, they don't do that. Now I go in there, pay for my shit in cash, get the fuck out. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Hey, oh my god, oh, this is so exotic. What do you call this shit? And whatever, man. But a part of me does feel like a gleeful white girl going, I'm supporting a small business because I'm a good person, which is not bad. Now, I think I posted something like that. Now, the reason I'm talking about this and the reason why I'm emotional is the comment section was filled with white people with their fucking feelings about how much you're going to go in. And like, they act like there's a sign. They're acting like there's a sign on the store. They're acting like shit they've done. Like there's a sign saying no whites, no dogs, no white, especially no wet dogs, no white. You know what I mean? No. All of them with their feelings hurt about, well, I just want to buy my shit. Fuck you. What do you mean you don't like us? And they completely missed the part that, one, this was partly self-deprecating. No, it was partly self-deprecating. Homegirl says, yes, I know I'm a bitch. I'm a nice person, but I know I'm being a bitch. I can't stop myself from doing. She's half Asian. Two, apparently, on the original video on TikTok. Oh, okay. Let me take my time. So people have missed. White people have missed the fact that it's. She's self-deprecating, and two, she's saying the quiet part out loud. I relate to that feeling. I know what it's like being in a whether it be my barbershop or a black church, and I relate to that quick that brief instinct moment of fuck you doing here. Now, just to be clear, it's not automatic. Where it really kicks in is if I'm going to the barbershop and I'm had a bad day, you know, I'm like, man, fuck them crack. Oh, go, God forbid. There was like a shooting, police brutality. Something happened in the community, and I want to be amongst black people to talk about some black shit. And I walk in, there's some fucking white boy or white chick in there talking about, yeah, I love Snoop Dogg, and him, you know, just talking about bullshit. Now, I can't talk about, because the barbershop I go to, it's my homie's business. I'm not trying to fuck up his shit. Like, I know better than to make white people feel uncomfortable. So I'm like, fuck. Now I gotta make white people feel uncomfortable. I gotta activate that mode. I gotta be in my best behavior. Hey, white boy. Yeah. But I've never heard that. I've never heard that joke before. You know what I mean? But the worst is when I used to be a churchgoer, and we would get white people come in, right? And in my automatic instinct to make them feel comfortable, like I'm not at ease, to make them feel comfortable kicks in. Why? Because I don't want them, especially in a church, to feel the way I've felt when I've been to white churches. It's like, ding, 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 you lost, boy. That was supposed to be a sound of a banjo. Ding, 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 you lost, boy. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So, why I'm emotional is, I saw, what bothered me is how I was looking. So I found the first video that you heard is on Reddit. It's still there. So I went to her TikTok video. I can't find the original video, but I can find a second video she put out. I'm not going to play it, but the links will be in the show notes, where she clarifies her intention. I'm not going to say it was an apology. It was more like, yo, you motherfuckers, clarify that, hey, there's a huge difference between me giving you a side eye and me segregating or putting a, hey, no whites allowed sign or legally stopping you from shopping at this store. Side eye is, yo, but fuck that. So she put out this second video to clarify her intention, and it bothered the fuck out of me. And I replied in the comment and I said, like, fuck, white people manage again to make it all about themselves. Fucking butt hurt, blah, blah, blah. And of course, white person could, on cue, white person replies a bit like, oh, makes it worse. He said, oh, no, it's not white people who are against her video. It's other Asians. So apparently there's a lot of Asians who are like, who have, according to this person, two people who said that, no, it's apparently a lot of Asians have saw that video and called her out on it. And I will not speculate on the reasons for doing that. Sorry, I smile because I'm about to use the word but. But I did see this one video of this one woman. She was saying, like, who was essentially defending this clip. And she said, the reason why I like this video, because it reminds her reason for being like, maybe not giving side eye to white people, but for being like, the fuck you doing here? Because she remembers all those times that she brought her lunch to school and kids, the white kids, made fun of her lunch. And this is where I'm really trying to go with this, right? This expectation, that's what drives me nuts. This expectation by white people to be loved by all of us. Now, this is the hard part to explain, right? But I'm going to stop trying to pretend like I'm talking to a white person. Because I had vowed to not speak to white people about racism, about race, but this expectation to be loved, like, white people walk the world oblivious of their history. If they're not oblivious, or it's like, yo, that shit has nothing to do with me. Like, they live in a world, they don't want to be judged by the color of their skin. That's wrong. That's reverse racism. That's from racism. They don't want to be judged by the color of the skin in a world that judges people by the content of their skin. Like, it's easy for you to be like, hey, I don't see race. Oh, I don't live in that fucking world. What I'm trying to say is, suck it the fuck up, man. If you go to a black business, if you go to, I think the real ones, the white folks who get it, they get it. They know that, okay, they know there's going to be certain parts they go in. People aren't going to be happy to see them. Not because of the color of their skin, because of racism, because of past racism. You want to be judged as an individual? Then be a fucking individual. Be a fucking individual. As opposed to acting like every other white person. Dear white people, we've all heard the fucking, oh, I have a tan. I just got a tan. We have the same skin color. We've all heard that fucking joke. Every shit that you've said about race has been said already. New motherfuckers are not original. I'm going back to the church example that I was given, because this is probably the strongest example. Is this one time, I've said this story on past episode, but you know, for you new listeners, I'm going to take the opportunity to share it. I've shared this story before, and. This one time at my dad's church, we had a guest pastor over, and this guest pastor, he's from another church, and he brought his, like, he brought another colleague with him. And, you know, it should have been a regular day in church. And my dad, he's Haitian, so we're Haitian, and so the church is Haitian. And these motherfuckers were on a mission to speak out, to show up to this church, to speak out against voodoo. Now, the other pastor, he was a well-loved pastor. Like, my dad worked with him before. And, but, I mean, it's not the first time in Christian churches, Haitian Christian churches, and someone's got a problem with voodoo. But whatever the fuck. Oh, we've been brainwashed like motherfuckers. Anyway, so he came today to speak out against voodoo, which is, it's one thing. But the worst is his white associate made it worse. We had like this kind of Sunday school, and this motherfucker came with an agenda. Nearly strangled this cracker ass. Anyway, here's what I'm saying is, I showed this man, this white man, all the kindness that I felt I should be as a Christian. And then this motherfucker goes out and says some shit like, pretty much the topic was, the reason why Haiti's a shithole is because you Haitians can't let go of that voodoo. Let go of that voodoo. He's in a fucking Christian church. Talking about, y'all should let go of that voodoo. And yeah, the white boy, he said something like, yeah, how, what's the word he used? Haiti is the throne of the devil because of, anyways. But I remember the pro-black in me wanted to, like, I want to murder this guy. I couldn't. Shout out to my homegirl who was there. She spoke out, like, you know, spoke to him and said, hey, dude, that's kind of, I can't remember, but she said everything I wish I had said. Hey, dude, yeah, you need to watch your mouth, motherfucker. You know who you are. Anyway, whatever, man. So, looking at the time. Anyway, so where I'm going with this, I think this is one of those moments that I'm realized that I'm trying too hard to make these people feel comfortable. Yeah, there's a part in us, or maybe I mean, I know it's not just me. The discomfort, a white person's there, it's like, fuck. Gotta watch my behavior. Gotta be careful because these fuckers are sensitive, because these fuckers need to feel love. They can't feel any kind of animosity or else they'll be like, these people are racist. They told me I couldn't use the washroom. No, they didn't smile in front of me. They didn't do their little, you know, jigaboo dance for me. Whatever, man. It's just, anyway. Oh, okay, let me try to make a conclusion. Wrap this up. I'm just saying, shout out to Say Kiss for saying the quiet part out loud. And, yeah, you know what? The white folks who get it, I don't need to elaborate on why what she said isn't a problem. And like I said, it was self-deprecating. Sure, you will walk into these, in any area, you will walk into it and into any place and someone's not happy to see you. But in this particular case, kind of justified. So suck it up. Suck it the fuck up. All right, that's it for randomness. So let's take a quick break and jump into, what's that spot called? Feature thought. All right, let me, first of all, step one, let me make sure I'm using the word existential crisis. Damn, this microphone's good. You can hear me type, eh? It's a lot of booming. Okay, next, an existential crisis is a period of deep questioning about life's meaning, purpose, and value, often triggered by major life changes or loss. It involves grappling with feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, and alienation as one questions identity, freedom, and mortality. Amen. All right, while it can be distressing facing these questions, it can lead to greater self-awareness and more authentic life. All right. First, I'm going to play the video that by Neil deGrasse. I'm going to play it because this is the second time I'm watching it, third time actually. And I'm going to decide if I'm going to keep it. I'm going to play it and see if it's worth, because it's one of those videos that it might be better seen than just heard, but here we go.
You think you're standing still, but you're actually moving at 2.1 million kilometers per hour through space. Most people think the Earth orbits the Sun in a nice circular path, but that's completely wrong. In reality, we're spiraling through space in a corkscrew motion, dragged along by the Sun as it hurtles through the Milky Way at 828,000 kilometers per hour. If you were to mark your exact position in space right now and return in 24 hours, you'd be 57.3 million kilometers away from that spot. And that's just our galaxy. The entire Milky Way is moving at 2.1 million kilometers per hour toward the mysterious Great Attractor, a gravitational anomaly so powerful that it's pulling thousands of galaxies toward it. And we have no idea what it is. So the next time you feel like you haven't gone anywhere, just remember you're on a cosmic roller coaster moving through the universe at speeds your brain can't even comprehend.
All right, I'm going to keep it. So here's what happened. I remember doom scrolling, watching this video, and my final take was, so the Sun is moving and we're caught in its gravitational pull. So we're orbiting around the Sun, but the Sun is like going somewhere towards this, whatever the fuck he called it. And the whole time I'm like, where the fuck are we going? That was my first thought. I was caught up. Look, before going to sleep, or while going to sleep, I play a lot of YouTube videos about space, listening to shit that none of this shit makes sense. Like, it's so fucked up. I'm like tempted to say, I think these astronomers are making this shit up. It just baffles me. You know why I listen to space? Because real world is breaking my mind. This Trump in office, it's like fucking with me. I'm not saying I get away from politics, but it's just like, I spend a lot of my days going, is this shit real? And hearing about astronomy is like the one thing that's, it gives me a sense of an anchor. I guess maybe that's what religion used to do, or Christianity to do. But anyway, but I remember thinking, where the fuck are we going? The idea that space is infinite. Like, I kept thinking about how, if you watch the video, you'll see how the Earth is rooted like a corkscrew, but it's like the Sun is like moving throughout space. And my mind can't fathom the idea of what happens when the road ends. There is no road. It's just space. And I found myself obsessed at the idea of, where the fuck is this Sun going? And will it hit a wall? You know what I mean? I mean, it's not shit that's gonna get to us in my time, but we're moving. Earth is moving, constant moving. So time traveling is fucking impossible because you'd have to stop. But anyway, whatever. So while the back of my brain is reflecting on where the fuck are we going, asking that question, my YouTube music player, this is not an endorsement of YouTube, but just whatever, it just chose to play a different, sorry, it played the Arsenal mix or remix of Nas' Life's a Bitch featuring AZ. I really don't want to have to explain to you. If you haven't heard Life's a Bitch, I don't know what the fuck are you doing with your life. Anyway, so that song is playing and these two thoughts merge in my mind and I'm like, what the I'm starting to believe, I'm starting to accept life is a bitch and then you die. That's all I got to show for it, death. Now, I got to mind, this might be the weed talking. I'm not saying I'm high right now, but I'm saying, like, apparently weed sometimes affects, like, your mood. I'm about to say some shit that you're not supposed to say about life. And if you're a depressed individual, this may not be the episode to listen to, but I'm about to say some shit that, because that's what I do on this podcast, the quiet part out loud. And it's this idea of, maybe because I've reached my 50s and life being a bitch. I feel like that's the only pattern to this fucking thing called life. Life's a bitch. And then you die. That's why we get high. Excuse me. Because you never know when you're going to go. All right. I was going to try to recite the. I don't know. I might try to recite the. End this one. Recite the. That verse by AZ really like stuck to me. And I found myself wondering. I listed questions. I said, I feel like life is one big ass just distraction. It's just a distraction of the inevitable about death. It's the inevitable death. That's it. I feel like life is just one bad event from another. Like when I went into therapy for the second time, I was at a really low, biggest low. Then therapy, a few years of therapy, and then I remember I remember telling my therapist that I'm at a high, but I can't stop thinking about the possibility or the very likeliness that I'm going to have another low. Because I remember that low was so, I remember telling, I don't see myself, I had a low, if it goes lower than that, if life smacks me harder than it smacked me last time, I may not survive it. I may not survive it. The one thing, okay, two things. One thing, no. The one thing that when I went through my low, I was like borderline suicidal. I'm not sure. I use the word suicidal, but I'm saying the idea of death was more and more attractive. Like life felt like one big ass inconvenience, pain in the ass. It's like, what the fuck? Being a bitch. I hate using the female gender to personify life. I'm just reusing the saying, the rap song. But it was like it was being a dick. It was being an asshole. But it's just the idea. What's it all about? I'm like, then what, man? Then what? I'm going to go through this bullshit. I'm going to record this podcast, hit publish. Then what? The last thought I wrote down is the idea is maybe I just need to take more time off from work. I think that's what was going on is I was thinking about how I'm going to have to go back to work, deal with the same old bullshit. Not that I'm having bad days at work, but it's just shit are just getting repetitive. Shit is getting pointless. It's just, I used to have this joke about how I was working this job, and I was like, sometimes I wish I was one of those Hebrew slaves building a pyramid. Only because, slavery sucks. I mean, I imagine, whatever, right? But I mean, Pharaoh's an ass. But at least I had something to show for. It's like, hey, see that pyramid? I mean, I imagine the first folks who built the foundation are like, what the fuck are we building? So they didn't get the pleasure of seeing, but the last folks who put the last rock or whatever, brick or what, I don't know how to build a pyramid, but the final thing, the final Lego piece, and say, see, I helped build that. Get back to work. All right, whatever. But I think what I'm talking about is purpose. I think what I'm talking about, I think I know where this is going, is more like I saw a post on the ex-Christian sub, and someone asked a question. He goes, yo, since you become an ex-Christian, have you tried replacing your faith or did you just go full atheist? And my response was, I'm still figuring it out. Because I'm acknowledging, since I've gone ex-Christian, there is a void. I can't go back. I feel like I just got a divorce. I got a divorce. And my partner cheated on me, and there's no fuck. I can't look at them the way I looked at them before. But there's still a void. And that void is, I think I'm acknowledging that I still have a need for spirituality. And I'm still figuring, I mean, right now I'm like, I pray to the ancestors or the goddess. But I don't know. I don't have, like, I talked about like an anchor. and whatnot. You know, okay, I'm gonna have to do a part two for this because this is like a deep topic. The I'm thinking about in the rhyme, Life's a Bitch, specifically AZ's verse. Okay, this, I can't read this shit, but it goes, but there's a line, and I'm sure we've all heard it, but we can't pronounce it. It goes, someone sitting in sequin. Okay, no, it goes, keeping this swift pervescence, street ghetto essence inside us, because it provides us with the proper insight to guide us. Even though somehow we all got to go. It's like he's saying that's our God. That's our rock. That's what we build our foundation on. This swift pervescence. Apparently it's part of a commercial. Smith pervescence. Street ghetto essence inside us. Because it provides us with the proper insight to guide. I think what I like about his verse. And he's like, yeah, life's a bitch. My distraction is making this money. Keeping it real, pack of steel, getting high. Because life's a bitch. Because that no goes. So until we die and until that day we expire and turn to vapors, me and my capers will be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing steel, getting high, because life's a bitch and then you die. Sounds like I need a hobby. I think that's what I'm getting at. I need a hobby. I mean, I love this podcast, but maybe that's a hobby, getting it to grow. Because right now, life just feels like it's a bitch. Life just feels like I'm just waiting to die. I feel like that's how I feel right now. It's all about. Kind of sucks when you get older. I have a lot of friends who are turning 50. I'm getting a lot of birthday invites. A few birthday invites to, hey, 50th, I'm celebrating 50th birthday. And I'm trying to say, celebrate that you're closer to death. I don't tell them that, but I'm like, I already have my 50th birthday, but I'm just saying, it just feels like, I'm just waiting to die, that's it. All right, man, that was a somber moon. Yeah, all right, hope you enjoyed. That was a somber moon. Look, there might be a part two to this segment, but I might be a part two, I'll leave it at that. Thank you for listening. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. cheer up. Always look on the bright side of life. And check out the links. They're kind of interesting. But again, website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Do as you feel. If you want to write in, holler at me. And please stick to the topic. Please stick to the topic. And remember, before you write in, remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. That's my way of saying you're the one who hit the play button. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Who's that blue? I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
This episode was rated R and F. The F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be that with Whitey, then fuck you too. So if you like write in, I'm expecting you to like have like heard that, like in that context, you've acknowledged that part. It's like, yes, I know, I'm being a whitey. Anyways, yeah. Signed whitey, yeah. If your email says whitey@whitey.com, yeah, reject. All right, okay. Also, if at any point in this podcast you found yourself saying, yeah, but this was stupid, it's my goddamn podcast. Thank you for listening, and remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.